We have lots of great new books at the library. I'll tell you about some and some old favorites, too. I'll start with books for the youngest children. If you have a kid who's just learning to read, we have some fun new ones by Mo Willems. He has just written Cat the Cat, Who is That? And there's a cute little picture of a cat saying, let's find out. And the child will be able to use both the clues from the picture and also the clues from the letters. So the first page, Cat the Cat, Who is That? Second page, it's Mouse the Mouse. And the cat's saying, hi, Mouse the Mouse. And the mouse is saying, hello there. Partly your child will memorize, and partly they'll start to realize, hey, that C-A-T means something. And that's part of reading, when a child is putting together the different clues that let us know what the word is. It's not only phonics, and it's not only memorizing T-H-E spells the. That is one you have to memorize. But it's using all the different clues and putting it together. And besides that, the book has to be fun, and this one is. I really like Mo Willems. He's also written What's Your Sound? Hound the Hound? And there's that cat again saying, talk to me. And so, as you look through this one, What's Your Sound? Hound the Hound? The second page is Woof, Woof, Woof. And that's in little bubbles coming out of the dog's mouth. So your child will be able to figure out from the clues that the picture gives and also from the clues that the letters give. What's your sound, Chick the Chick? There's a very big-eyed chick looking over there, just about to put his tea bag in the teapot. The next page, he says, peep. So you will have fun with those two. There are also some fun Elephant and Piggy books. Mo Willems has done a whole series of Elephant and Piggy, Two Good Friends. And one of the newest ones is called We Are in a Book. And sure enough, when you open up the book, Elephant has realized, we are in a book. And the piggy says, looking at us, someone is looking at us. And then they go through, a monster? No, it is a reader. A reader is reading us. How is a reader reading us? The reader is reading these word bubbles. We are in a book. And they're both so excited. So they go on, I can make the reader say a word. You can make the reader say a word? I can, if the reader reads out loud.
That's a good idea. That's a funny idea.
Here I go. Banana. Ha, ha, ha. They're laughing like crazy. Did you hear that? The reader said banana. Oh, the reader said it again. This is a fun one for adults and for children. So if you like that kind of sense of humor, Mo Willems, We Are in a Book, and Watch Me Throw the Ball, another Elephant and Piggy book. Elephants Cannot Dance. This is one where the pig tries to get his friend the elephant to dance, and it takes some doing because, you know, elephants cannot dance. But I don't want to ruin the surprise for you. You'll have to read to find out, how do you get an elephant to dance? And the last one I'll recommend today from Mo Willems, I Love My New Toy. And this is about Piggy, who is pretty pleased with himself and his new toy. But he needs Gerald to help him learn what to do and how to share. So those are Mo Willems' books. I like those. Now, when your child gets a bit older and you're ready for chapter books, right now we're hooked on the Magic Treehouse series. It's so nice to find a series you really like, and then you can just read and read. Mary Pope Osborne has written 45 books that I know of in this Magic Treehouse series. And it's nice because it's fast-moving. There are 10 chapters in each book, and they have pictures, and they have big spaces in between the lines. So it's nice for someone, say, an advanced reader in first grade or second grade, or a reader in third grade who's just getting started with chapter books. That's about the age group we're looking at. And they can feel successful because they've moved beyond just picture books. There's, you know, a good feeling that comes from feeling, yeah, I can read a chapter book all by myself. And also, they have interesting things from history that Osborne works into her stories. The one I'm looking at right here is Magic Treehouse number 27, Thanksgiving on Thursday. How appropriate for this time of year. And Jack and Annie, the two main characters, are transformed into pilgrims, and they've gone back to pilgrim times in their magic treehouse, and then they learn things about the first Thanksgiving. Or in another story, they might travel to a place like the South Pole, and they find out things about penguins and the land down in Antarctica. So each one teaches, and they have a fun, lighthearted way of interacting. It's a brother and sister who get into trouble, but they always find their way out, and kids enjoy them. So that's the Magic Treehouse series by Mary Pope Osborne. We also have just gotten a new series from her. She's been so successful with that, she's gone on to write, for kids, Tales from the Odyssey. And I am excited to read these. I've only read the first one so far, Book One, The One-Eyed Giant. It's another easy-to-read chapter book with some pictures, big spaces between the lines. I think it would be great for adults, too, because, for example, if you haven't read The Odyssey, but you wish you had, but now you don't really have time to slog through, you know, some difficult text, it might be fun to come check it out. It's in the children's room under J Fiction, OSB, Osborne, and there are six books. This first one, The One-Eyed Giant, starts off with Odysseus and him meeting the Cyclops and the trouble that happens and how he escapes. And I had not yet read The Odyssey, but reading this, I just feel a little more well-educated. So I would recommend The One-Eyed Giant by Mary Pope Osborne. If you liked the Harry Potter books, you will be happy to know we have not number 8. There's not a number 8, but it's kind of a companion book, and it is by J.K. Rowling, The Tales of Beedle the Bard. If you've read these Harry Potter books, you know that they sometimes talk about the fairy tales that they have in this world of magic, and they're not exactly the same as our fairy tales. It's not Cinderella or Little Red Riding Hood. It's fairy tales that talk about how magicians and people need to get along. And so I read it, and they're very interesting. The first one, The Wizard and the Hopping Pot. And it has a similar sort of feel to our fairy tales in that there is a moral, and there's an entertaining story that delivers it. With The Wizard and the Hopping Pot, it starts like this. There was once a kindly old wizard who used his magic generously and wisely for the benefit of his neighbors. Rather than reveal the true source of his power, he pretended that his potions, charms, and antidotes sprang ready-made from the little cauldron he called his lucky cooking pot. From miles around, people came to him with their troubles, and the wizard was pleased to give his pot a stir and put things right. Well, you can imagine, it doesn't go on like that forever. And when the wizard dies, his son takes over for him. But his son does not have the same kind heart and does not use his magic for good. He does not help people. And you can imagine that that doesn't turn out so great for him. And in the end, he learns he does have to help people. He says, bring me all your problems, all your troubles, all your woes. Come, let me cure you, mend you, and comfort you. I have my father's cooking pot, and I shall make you well. And that puts his troubles to rest and turns him into a better person. From that day forward, the wizard helped the villagers, like his father before him, lest the pot cast off its slipper and begin to hop once more. You'll have to read it to find out about the slipper that hops. Well, that's from The Tales of Beedle the Bard by J.K. Rowling. And if you like the Potter books, you will enjoy that one. We also have a fun series that is called Molly Moon. And it's, I'm just going to flip to the front here. It's written by Georgia Bing. We've had her books for a few years, but we just got in a new one called Molly Moon and the Morphing Mystery. It's checked out right now, but it'll come back. These are fun stories about a girl who was an orphan. She lived in an orphanage, and the lady who ran the orphanage was very cruel. And she and a friend of hers discovered the power of hypnotism. And then they used that to kind of transform their world and the whole world. They ended up traveling in time and becoming the heroes and learning some things along the way. We have three of them in right now. Molly Moon's Hypnotic Time Travel Adventure, Molly Moon Stops the World, and Molly Moon's Incredible Book of Hypnotism. And each cover has a really cute pug dog with wild-looking eyes. So if you're interested in just a fun read, Molly Moon, and that's in The Children's Room by Georgia Bing, J-Fiction Bing. The last one I'll talk about today is a series that I would like to read all of, and I've only read the first two of. This is the Percy Jackson and the Olympians series. It is by Rick Riordan, and this takes the Greek mythology and brings it to life in modern day. So this boy, Percy, has always known he's a little bit different. And he doesn't know why he has so many problems fitting in at school and at home. And in the course of the first book, he finds out pretty fast that the reason that he's a little bit different is he's only half human. His father is Poseidon, the great god of the sea. And that means there are certain things that he's going to have to deal with. And he gets to meet other kids who are also half-human and half-descended from Greek gods or goddesses. And he learns about this magical world that is existing at the same time as the modern world, and how most humans are not even aware of it. And he has quite a few adventures. But that is a fun one. The Percy Jackson and the Olympians series by Rick Riordan. So those are a few good books for kids that adults might enjoy reading too, and I hope to see people soon at the library.